And good morning, everybody, and welcome to Talkin' Baseball on this Saturday as we get ready for Game 3 between the San Francisco Giants and the Miami Marlins in rainy Miami. Boy, I'm glad they have a dome stadium down there. But the ball was flying last night, I'll tell you that, and there was thunder and lightning in the ballpark as well as the Giants beat the Marlins 15-6, 15-14-1 for the Giants, 6-8-0 for the Marlins. As the Giants win this one, we'll go through how this one happened, and it's kind of amazing how hard the Giants hit the ball. Zach Littell got the win. He's 1-1, and Richard Blyer took the loss. He's 0-1. It was a battle of openers in the game last night. Brebbia opened up for the Giants because Alex Cobb had a bad back, and Richard Blyer opened up for the Marlins, a lefty, because they didn't want to start Eliezer Hernandez because he's had so much trouble and given up so many home runs, they thought they'd bring him in during the game. Well, the home run machine known as Eliezer Hernandez gave up four more last night, and now he's pitched 48 innings, and he's given up 18 home runs, and we'll go through how all this happened tonight. But for the Giants, it's a big win. They square the series at 1-1. The road trip is now 4-4. They're 1-2 in June. They lost on Wednesday, of course, to the Phillies in a 6-5 game. And, of course, last night they got shut out by the Marlins. That was 3-0. That was on Thursday night. On Friday night, they beat the Marlins 15-6. So in June, they are now 1-2. On the road, they are 15-12, as they had 6,500 in Miami tonight and 3 hours and 10 minutes on the game. Let's talk a little bit about the scoring and how it went. By the way, Luis Gonzalez got hit by a pitch and had to leave the game. And for Gonzalez, that was not good news, but the x-rays are negative, which is good news. And, of course, he's got the contusion on his leg, so he was out in the second inning. It was a big moment because he did extend the inning, and then Yastrzemski did his thing with another two-out home run, a three-run shot. But the Giants got this scoring going early. And it was in the first inning. Flores got a base hit. Flores having a tremendous night at the plate. Three hits for him and a couple of walks and six at-bats. And then Yaz got the walk and then fly ball to center and everybody tagged up. And Crawford hit a shot to second that Chisholm made a nice play. But the run scored and the Giants were up 1-0. In the second inning, as I say, there was action. A walk for Peterson. Now Hernandez is in. He hits Gonzalez on a 0-2 pitch, and he strikes out Vossler. Flores then gets a double to score a run to put the Giants up 2-0. And Yastrzemski then hit his fifth homer of the year, a three-run shot for Yaz, and it put the Giants up 5-0, and they really never looked back after that. Jock Peterson, a home run, number 13 for him, put the Giants up 6-0. Sean Jelly came in and gave the Giants three good innings of middle relief. Three innings, two hits, a couple of runs, two walks, and five strikeouts there. 67 pitches for him. Gave up two runs. He gave up a double that scored a couple of runs to make it 6-2. But other than that, he gave the Giants some good middle relief as Sean Jelly came through. Sammy Long was optioned back to Sacramento. So Giants up 6-2. Vossler hit one down the line that hit the foul pole, put the Giants up 9-2, and that was after Estrada hit another two-out home run, his third of the year, to put the Giants up 8-2. And then the icing on the cake, Brandon Crawford, who's really struggled to get hits, came up with the bases loaded, and everyone who's watching the game said he's going to knock one out, and he sure did. He hit a grand slam. The Giants then went up 15-2, and that was homer number 5 on the year for Brandon Crawford. Yastrzemski had a big night, 5 RBIs for him. Crawford, 5 RBIs for him. On the other side of the coin, as long as we're talking about fives, for Casale, he struck out 5 times. And you got to go way back to find someone in franchise history for the Giants that struck out 9 times. So the Giants get the win, 15-6 over Miami. A battle of openers, and Eliezer Hernandez, as I say, the home run machine. 48 innings pitched this year, 18 home runs. Just think about that for a second. Give him another 200 innings or 150 innings, he would give up about 75 home runs. And the Giants really took care of it last night. They do a great job on Aguilar, the big hitter for the Marlins. They jam him. He can't get anything going. I thought that was a big part of the game, and a big part of slowing the Marlins down is keeping him off base. The Giants and the Marlins both used a position player to pitch in the ninth inning. It's somewhat of a travesty, but with the big lead, 15-2, the Marlins put in Astudillo to pitch, and the Giants came back with Walton in the bottom of the ninth, and he ended up giving up four runs to make the final score 15-6. So that's the way it ended up. And the Giants, as I say, five home runs last night, three of them with two out, and they get that big percentage of their hits go for extra bases, and that is what they do. And they needed to have a laugher, and they got one last night. Some baseball news on Friday. Joe Girardi, of course, was fired as manager of the Phillies. They ended up winning a game on Friday, 10-0. Over the Angels, and Joe Maddon, you'd think, is maybe in some trouble with the Angels as they just can't get a win at all. But Harper, a couple of home runs, Schwarber, a couple of home runs, Stott, a home run, and Rob Thompson, who is the bench coach for Joe Girardi, has worked with him for many years, is the new interim manager, and he gets a win 10-0 in his first game. Some other awards that came out this day, baseball awards, and they do this every month. Aaron Judge, American League Player of the Month. And for Paul Goldschmidt, who's riding that long hitting streak, 25 games now, he's Player of the Month for the National League, of course, for the St. Louis Cardinals. And he kind of woke up when the Giants were there, got things going. Luis Gonzalez, Rookie of the Month for baseball. I love that. And he had a great month. He came up in May and still was Rookie of the Month in May in the National League. Pitchers of the month, worth noting, a guy I like a lot, the lefty for Texas, Martin Perez, and, of course, Zach Wheeler, who we've talked a lot about, has really put it together for himself in the month of May. So that's what happened on Friday night, 15-6 over the Marlins, and today is going to be a different story, believe me. We've got a couple of good pitchers, Logan Webb, Pablo Lopez. And I think it's time to take a look at our preview for Saturday's game. Fans, it's time for our Perry's Preview, sponsored by Perry's Restaurant. Perry's an institution since 1969, known for good food, good drinks, and good people. Union Street, the Embarcadero, Larkspur, and now in Novato. Well, I'll tell you this. We've got a great pitching matchup today. You're going to see these two pitchers in the All-Star game in Los Angeles in about a month or so. And that is Logan Webb goes for the Giants and Pablo Lopez for the Marlins. And, boy, this is one, these two good young pitchers go at it, and you're going to see them pitching against each other for years in this National League. All right, Logan Webb is 25 years old. It's his 59th game and his 56th start. He's 5-1 on the year with a 3.52 earned run average, pretty good. He's 21-11 lifetime. How about that? His whip, excellent, 1.16, so not a lot of people getting on base. His last start against the Phillies was maybe his best ever. He took it into the ninth inning, eight innings, four hits, three runs, but three homers given up. Very uncharacteristic for Logan Webb. No walks and 10 strikeouts. Remember, he was in there to start the ninth when Schwarber hit the home run to tie the game up, and the Giants eventually won the game and beat the Phillies that day. Webb has been in 10 games this year. A good 61 innings pitched, 57 hits, 24 runs, only 5 homers in 61 innings, even with 3 the other day, 14 walks and 50 strikeouts, a good almost 4-1 ratio. Batting average against is .245. Now, of the 5 homers, 4 are solo shots, which is good as well. Lefties hit him a little better, .265 with 3 of the homers. Righties he handles pretty well, .229 with 2 home runs. They swung early in the count against Webb, and we've seen that all year long. When you put the ball in play on that first pitch, 11-for-25, that's a .440 batting average with a home run there. Runners in scoring position, that's the one area he's gotten in some trouble. .348, 16-for-46. Runners in scoring position, two out, a .273 average, that's 6-for-22, which is acceptable. First time through the lineup, as with most pitchers, he wants to get his bearings. .317 with a couple of homers. Second time through, now he's starting to roll. .233 with two homers. Third time through, 145 without a homer. And I've said this many, many times. When you give this kid a lead, he knows how to protect it. And he did go the fourth time through against the Phillies in his last start. He did see the Marlins earlier in the year. No decision for him. Six innings, five hits, a run. No homers, a walk, and three strikeouts. Looking at the Marlin batters, Aguilar 1-for-5. Birdie 0-for-2. Chisholm 1-for-5. Cooper 1-for-5. Garcia 2-for-8 with a home run. That was obviously before this year. Rojas 1-for-4. Sanchez 0-for-3. Soler 0-for-9. And Stallings 0-for-2. Wow. All right, that's Logan Webb. Now, he goes against a pitcher who I think could be the best pitcher in the National League right now. And that is 26-year-old Pablo Lopez from Venezuela. 6'4", 225 pounds. He's 4-2 on the year with a 1.83 earned run average. And the whip even better than Webb's, 0.98. So putting on less than one batter per inning. 73rd game and he only starts. This is his 73rd Major League start. 10 games this year, 59 innings pitched, only 43 hits. 12 runs, 5 homers, like Webb, in 59 innings, very similar. 3 of those solo shots, 15 walks, and 61 strikeouts, and that's a 4-to-1 ratio there. He's only 22 and 23 lifetime for this young man, even though he's got that great arm. And the lifetime whip is 1.16. So throughout his career, he has been a tough customer, and he's really figuring it out now. Batting average against him, the righties hit him a little better, 227 with a homer. Lefties, he eats them up, 178, but four of the home runs, four of the five, come against lefties. The Giants did see him earlier in the year in that opening series. 5 innings, 3 hits, a run, no homers, a walk, and 6 strikeouts. Now, contrasting him to Webb, runners in scoring position, 6-for-36, 167. Runners in scoring position, 2 out, 4-for-20, that's 200, where Webb is a lot more vulnerable with runners in scoring position. First time through, you can get him a little bit, 235 with four. Wow, four of the five homers. Second time through, 163 without a homer. Third time through, 205 with a home run. And like a good pitcher, once he gets settled in, he's tough to beat. Up and down the lineup for the Giants, Bart 0-for-1, Casale 1-for-4, Crawford 2-for-6, Estrada 1-for-2, Flores 2-for-11, La Stella 2-for-6, Jock Peterson 0-for-5, and Yastrzemski, wow, 1-for-12. No one's hit a home run against him, and of that crowd, they've only gotten two doubles. So that is the matchup today. Logan Webb and Pablo Lopez, two of the best young pitchers in baseball, and you will see them as teammates, I guarantee you that, in the All-Star game coming up in July in Los Angeles. Other games on tap today, Atlanta is at Colorado today. We see Spencer Strider again. Arizona is at Pittsburgh. St. Louis and the Cubs will play a doubleheader today. Caleb Killian, the former Giant farmhand, goes in the second game for Chicago. Cincinnati and Washington, the Mets and the Dodgers, San Diego and Milwaukee, and the Angels go against the Phillies, and of course with the new manager there in Philadelphia, Rob Thompson, as Joe Girardi was let go on Friday. All right, more coming up. We've got a good show for you today. Evan Wiebeck joins us. Of course, he covers the Giants for the Mercury News. Great guy. We really enjoy talking ball with him. More coming up, KMBR 680, 104.5, the sports leader.